Shasta Dam is a mighty concrete wall north of Redding. It created Shasta Lake by drowning the lower reaches of the Pitt and McLeod Rivers where they meet the Sacramento. And the dam could get bigger still, and therefore so could the lake. A long-discussed and explored plan would raise the height of the dam by 18.5 feet. Not cheaply either. The price tag stands at $1.3 billion. Congress, in the budget bill last spring, rekindled discussion of the Shasta Dam raising by allocating $20 million for pre-construction planning. Let's get a sense of the arguments over whether to raise Shasta Dam. Tom Birmingham is the general manager of the Westlands Water District, and he is our guest in the exchange. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
We also invited Friends of the River senior policy advocate Ron Stork to join us and got no contact this morning, and the Bureau of Reclamation didn't respond to our requests for contact. So Tom Birmingham is our guy. So Westlands seems to be involved in many water issues in California. Give people some sketch on where you're based and why so active in water issues.
Westlands Water District is a public agency of the state of California that was created by the legislature in 1965 for the purpose of delivering irrigation water to the west side of the San Joaquin Valley in Fresno and Kings counties. It's an area of approximately 615,000 acres. It's sometimes referred to as the Rhode Island size water district. But we deliver water to approximately 650 farms. Those farms grow a variety of crops ranging from almonds to row crops, including vegetables and melons. And the value of the crops grown in Westlands on an annual basis is about $1.3 billion. And the district is very active on issues related to water policy. Because the district is so dependent on the delivery of water from the Central Valley Project. And there are numerous laws and regulations that affect the ability of the Bureau of Reclamation to deliver water to Westlands and Westlands' ability to deliver water to farmers. And so as a consequence, we tend to be involved in issues related to water policy and are involved in virtually every discussion related to water policy, whether it's changing state law, federal law, or building new infrastructure. The California Water Fix, which are sometimes is referred to as Governor Brown's Twin Tunnel Project.
The tunnels, Delta, yeah.
and, of course, raising Shasta Dam.
Yeah, and in fact, you've shown up in discussions about Trinity River releases to aid the flow in the Klamath, too. Isn't Westlands involved in that as well?
Historically, we have been engaged in discussions related to the operation of the Trinity River Division of the Central Valley Project to release water to augment flow in the Trinity River and the Lower Klamath.
Mm-hmm. All right. So when you're looking at water in California, you have to look at a lot of corners, I guess, to take care of the area you're responsible for.
Well, it's, you know, California, I'm not sure it's unique because there are other states, particularly in the West, that have large water supply infrastructure. But the people of California benefit from the foresight of prior generations. The state of California is plumbed so that water can be delivered from the most northwest part of the state, Trinity County, to areas in the southeast part of the state. And without the ability to capture water and to move water to where the demand for water exists, the economy of the state of California simply would be unsustainable.
Tom Birmingham, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the general manager at Westlands Water District. We're talking about support for the raising of Shasta Dam by 18.5 feet, which has been considered, has been studied, it's out there, and then some additional money came out this year to allow some pre-construction planning. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, Tom, what is the main reason for wanting Shasta Dam to be taller?
There are numerous reasons to enlarge Shasta Dam. But from Westlands Water District's perspective, the principal benefit of raising Shasta Dam is increased water supply for the state of California. As you know, Jeff, the Bureau of Reclamation has been studying enlarging Shasta Dam for decades. I believe the enlargement of Shasta Dam was first studying the enlargement of Shasta Dam was first authorized by Congress in 1982, and so it's been studied for a long time. There have been numerous alternatives that have been evaluated by the Bureau of Reclamation and other agencies. But presently, the Bureau of Reclamation has proposed raising Shasta Dam by 18.5 feet. And that dam raise would result in increased storage of approximately 430,000 acre feet of water. And in a dry year, the increased storage in Shasta Reservoir could result in increased water supply of as much as 120,000 acre feet of water. And in a dry year, that water is very, very valuable. But as the state continues to grow, and as there is a greater demand for water around the state, including areas in the Sacramento River watershed and in areas south of the Sacramento-San Joaquin River's delta, there is a
Tommy there?
Sorry, I am. I'm hearing background conversations. I'm sorry.
Okay, something else on the phone line.
Okay. Well, but as the point I was trying to make is that as the state it continues to grow and there is a increasing demand for water, we need new water supply infrastructure. And in terms of surface storage, raising Shasta Dam is one of the most cost-effective means of increasing the state's water supply.
You said what? Maybe up to 120,000 acre feet more.
Well, in a dry or a critical year, mm-hmm. Raising Shasta Dam and increasing the storage by 634,000 acre feet. In a dry or critical year, it could actually result in increased yield of or water supply of 120,000 acre feet of water. That's enough water to serve 420,000 households in Southern California, or to irrigate 75 to 100,000 acres of land in the San Joaquin Valley.
Well, I was going to ask about the acre feet relative to the 650 farms served by WWD.
Well, one of the things that I frequently hear is that raising Shasta Dam is going to benefit Westlands Water District, and that's an accurate statement, but it is only 1/120th of the story. And what I mean by that is that there are more than 120 agencies or entities that contract with the Bureau of Reclamation for the delivery of water from the Central Valley Project, and all of those agencies will benefit from raising Shasta Dam. Westlands Water District is the largest irrigation district in terms of irrigable acres in the United States. And opponents of different projects frequently will say, well, this project is going to benefit Westlands Water District as though benefiting Westlands Water District is a bad thing. But the statement ignores the fact that in this particular case, raising Shasta Dam will benefit farmers in the Sacramento Valley. It will benefit farmers in the San Joaquin Valley. It will benefit residents of the Silicon Valley in Santa Clara County. It's not just Westlands Water District that will benefit from enlarging Shasta Dam.
It ultimately gets down to a question of hydraulics, though. I mean, if the rain isn't coming, what does a higher dam do? I mean, after living here for more than 30 years, I mean, I can think of many summers when I've looked down at off the bridge by Antlers Bay and I could barely find lake late in the summer.
Well, and that's exactly the point. Shasta Dam is a multi-purpose facility. It serves a water supply purpose. It serves a hydro electric generation purpose. It serves a recreation purpose, but it also serves a flood purpose. And this is one of the potential benefits of raising Shasta Dam that's often ignored. The dam is operated under criteria imposed by numerous agencies, but one of those agencies is the United States Army Corps of Engineers, that in 1977 issued flood control criteria that are used to manage the reservoir for flood control purposes. And typically what happens in the fall is that the Bureau of Reclamation will begin to release water from the reservoir in order to evacuate space for flood control purposes. So in a year like 2006, which isn't that long ago, the Bureau of Reclamation began to release water in October, and between October and December 1, the Bureau of Reclamation spilled 750,000 acre-feet of water from Shasta Reservoir to create flood control space. And that water was not released for water supply purposes. It wasn't released for fishery purposes. It wasn't released for water quality purposes. It was simply released to create space in the reservoir for flood control the following year. Well, 2007 turned out to be a dry year, Shasta Reservoir did not fill. Had that 750,000 acre-feet of water that had spilled in the fall of 2006 been saved, it would have been incredibly valuable in 2007, a dry year. And so one of the benefits of raising Shasta Dam is it will enable the Bureau of Reclamation to conserve more water behind the dam while still maintaining the flood control purpose of the reservoir. And it's interesting, since between 1998 and 2013, over a 16-year period, the Shasta Dam spilled for flood control purposes 13 out of those 16 years. And in each one of those years, had some part of that water been conserved, had some part of the spilled water been conserved, it would have created flexibility in the operation of Shasta Reservoir the following year for meeting water supply purposes, for providing flow to benefit salmon, and for recreation. And so there are numerous benefits associated with raising Shasta Dam, but one of them is simply allowing reclamation to conserve more water from one water year into the next.
This is a process that should be familiar to people familiar with the Rogue Basin flood control dams at Lost Creek and Applegate Lakes, because the same process has gone through every winter, or at least in winters where there's a lot of water coming down, and people asking, why are you letting so much out of the dam? It's like, because we have to conserve some flood control space under that directive for the Corps of Engineers. Now, so I don't know if you're that far into the numbers. So by raising the dam height 18 and a half feet, do they get to raise up to what the existing height is, or something close to that for keep that space above that space for flood control?
Well, totally accurate, the flood control space in the reservoir is 1.3 million acre feet. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of each winter, the Bureau of Reclamation wants to have at least 1.3 million acre feet available for flood control purposes. And as the winter progresses, that amount of water diminishes, or that amount of volume diminishes. But of course, we're not able to predict with any certainty what one water year will look like. So when we create that 1.3 million acre feet of space for flood control purposes, and the following year is a dry year, we're not able to fill that space. And raising Shasta Dam 18 and a half feet is not going to replace all 1.3 million acre feet of water. I'm sorry, 1.3 million acre feet of space in the reservoir, mm-hmm, for flood control, but it will allow reclamation to conserve more water from one year to the next. And that, of course, will vary from year to year. And I'm sorry, I keep hearing another conversation on this telephone line. I don't know if you are able to hear it, but it's very distracting.
Oh, I think Patrick, take I'll have to. It's a button, I think, on our board. I'll see if we can get that taken care of. Tom Birmingham's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the general manager of the Westlands Water District in California, and in favor of the raising of the height of Shasta Dam by 18.5 feet. Let us take a call here from Peter in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. Peter, are you there?
Peter, this is Peter Sage. And I'm very much in favor of people of having water to make healthy food. That strikes me as one of the highest and best things you can do with stored water. But I'm curious, if you're making fresh vegetables, if you're making melons, you're making lettuce, you're making almonds, then you can't grow those just anywhere. And so that strikes me as a useful thing. But I've heard that you're growing alfalfa, and that alfalfa is grown almost everywhere in the country. But you get cheap alfalfa this way, and it gets exported to China. And that, as a taxpayer, it strikes me as, that doesn't seem as good to me as growing healthy vegetables for Americans as having subsidized alfalfa for Chinese. What happens to that water? What's wrong with it?
All right. Thanks, Peter.
Well, Peter, the point that you're making is certainly a good one. And I would observe that you're absolutely right. Healthy food can't be grown anywhere. And that's actually one of the advantages of growing food in California, particularly the Central Valley of California. California is one of five Mediterranean climates in the world. And the farmers in Westlands Water District, because of the soil conditions that exist there and because of the climate, the farmers in Westlands Water District with an adequate water supply are able to produce incredible yields of healthy food. I don't know who told you that we're growing alfalfa, but I would encourage all of your listeners to go to Westland's website, which is www.ca.gov. And on that website, you'll find a crop report going back decades for each year. And what you will observe is that there is very little, if any, alfalfa grown in Westlands Water District. Instead, the farmers are producing high-value crops that feed California, the United States, and the world. You know, one of the interesting things, an interesting statistic, when we talk about lettuce in the United States, 90% of the lettuce consumed in the country comes from three regions, depending on the calendar month. The lettuce crop moves from the Salinas Valley area to Imperial Valley to the San Joaquin Valley, Westlands Water District. And historically, 90 to 95% of the lettuce consumed in the United States in the months of April and May and October and November came from Westlands Water District. Anecdotally, I was once in Washington, D.C. with a farmer in Westlands or from Westlands who grew lettuce, and we were eating in a restaurant, and he wondered, it was during this period, and he wondered where the lettuce had come from. And so he asked the server if, in fact, he knew where the lettuce was produced. And the server went into the kitchen and came out and said, well, it was produced at a particular place in California, and it turned out to be that farmer's farm.
Wow. That's
And the point that Peter is making is certainly an important one. But the reality is farmers in Westlands Water District cannot afford to produce low-value crops. The farmers in Westlands Water District pay anywhere from $300 to $600 an acre-foot for water, depending upon a variety of circumstances. And they can't afford to use that expensive water to produce a low-value crop.
Okay, Tom, back to Shasta Dam, because we just have a couple minutes left. What will be lost in terms of structures? Will bridges have to be moved, raised, et cetera, roads, resorts? And what about tribal lands, Winnemem-Wintu lands, for example, that stand in the zone that would be inundated?
Well, as it relates to infrastructure, the Bureau of Reclamation selected the 18.5-foot raise because it was the largest raise
that would not require the extensive relocation of infrastructure, such as relocating the Pitt River Bridge or moving portions of Interstate 5 or railroad infrastructure. And so there will be some infrastructure that will have to be replaced. I mean, as an example, the McLeod River Bridge would have to be replaced if the dam were raised 18 and a half feet. But that was the alternative that was selected in part because it would not involve the extensive relocation of infrastructure. In terms of the Native American resources that would be affected, this is a very sensitive issue, and it's an issue that Westlands Water District is sensitive to. But I would observe that raising Shasta Dam 18 and a half feet would result in inundating the McLeod River, which was the ancestral home of the Winnemem-Wintu, an additional 3,000 feet. And it would occur in one out of 3 years, and it would occur in some months, typically the spring and early summer. And there isn't any question that raising the dam would affect a number of archaeological sites. But the expectation is that the Bureau of Reclamation and Westlands Water District is certainly committed to this, to working with the Winnemem-Wintu to preserve to the greatest extent possible those cultural resources.
All right, we'll see what happens down the road. Just a couple seconds. Do you think it's going to happen? The dam going to get raised?
Absolutely. It has to happen. If what we know about climate change or what we believe about climate change is accurate, we have to enlarge or create more surface storage. And raising Shasta Dam, as I said earlier, is the best alternative being evaluated presently in the state of California.
All right, Tom Birmingham, General Manager at Westlands Water District, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you for having me.